Mandy, you good?
Good evening.
Good evening. We call the HPC meeting to order at 6:02 p.m. Craig, I'm going to mute you. If you're not, so when you're talking, you'll need to unmute yourself. Because we're getting some feedback. I think you're typing.
I am going to make a motion to for David to be our temporary commissioner pro tem.
Chairman
pro tem, excuse me.
Second.
Okay.
All in favor.
Aye.
Aye.
All right, good evening. We should have our two other members, Ken and Craig, on the phone.
Ken is not on the phone.
Not on the phone?
No, just Craig.
Okay, just Craig. All right.
I'm here. This is Craig.
Good, good. We have a quorum here in person as well, so meeting's been called to order. Thank you for making me chairman pro tem for the evening. A few things on tonight's meeting. Obviously start with the adoption of the agenda, but before we adopt the agenda, we're going to need to add an item to new business to change the November meeting date. And so with that change, is there a motion to adopt the agenda?
I make a motion to adopt.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, pass. So, next item of business is the adoption of the minutes from last month.
No response, okay.
That ends up being a yes.
Right. But he said he didn't want to vote.
But that he wasn't excused.
Okay.
Are we good?
Yes, sorry.
Okay. No, that's all right. Pretty straightforward minutes from last time. Some action that we took.
I make a motion we adopt the minutes from the October 7th meeting.
I'll second.
Let's adopt the September 16th minutes.
Excuse me.
All in favor?
Aye.
We didn't hear Craig, but okay.
He's not voting.
Can we inform Craig that he needs to announce his name, unmute himself, announce his name, and cast his vote whenever the voting matter comes up?
Yes, Craig, I'm not sure if you heard that, but we do need you to speak up, unmute yourself for these, and to please announce your name when you do so that it's recorded correctly.
Okay, I think I'm on mute. Can you hear me now?
We can hear you now, yes. Just for the record, are you in agreement with adoption of the agenda and adoption of the minutes?
Yes, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. All right, item number four for the HPC Commission tonight is public comment. Do we have anyone on the line or anyone for public comment? No one on the line, no one public comment. So we can move on to old business. For old business, Craig, I know you were going to make an update. Would you like to take that?
Sure, I'll go ahead and make an update. I think everybody got the email that I sent. That pretty well summarizes it. Abel Montgomery and I met. We spent probably about an hour walking around the B1 district, going through things, talking. I think she feels comfortable now that it's not simply historic buildings that we're looking at the whole picture in terms of how everything works together to be one district, to be a family oriented coastal community, 1950s, 1970s. We spent a little bit of time talking about what constitutes that, and I think I sent around about five or six different items that we had talked about. I'm sure she'll come up with some other ones. The one issue I did have has to do with colors, because colors is an important part of it, but I have been told that we shouldn't use colors, but I'm not sure if that's a hearsay or if Mr. Elders has any insight about colors. But other than that, she is filing forth and we'll probably spend the next 2 weeks before we get up.
Is there any comment on colors?
I like colors. And Craig, I know you and I discussed your walk with April. I'm not sure what that reference is to, except for the fact it'll come out in the wash when we do the designer guidelines, but a diversity of colors, I think, aligns with what you and I discussed as the unique characteristics of the district rather than a homogeneous colors that bleed into each other and present a homogeneous whole.
Right, yeah, that's fine. When we were talking to the state very early on, they said to stay away from any reference to colors. And I'm not sure why that's the case, because the diversity of colors, and particularly, pastel type of colors are one of the things that does make the community look the way that it does.
I'm not aware of any legal matters involving colors, and again, the advice from the state useful but not binding.
Okay. What I will do is I will let April know that, because when she left, it basically was the idea that she wasn't going to incorporate colors into her statement, but I will let her know that that is something you may want to consider.
And I'll do a little peek here and there. If I come up with something different, I'll let you know tomorrow morning.
Okay, that sounds great. And that's really the only update that I had. It was very useful. It was a beautiful day when we walked around. Hopefully I'm not contagious, but we did spend the time pretty well social distancing, and we were outside, so hopefully there's not any problems there.
I've got a couple of questions for you, if I may, Chairman Pro Tem.
Yes.
Is Ms. Montgomery still, does the 3-week timeline look pretty good for her delivery?
Yeah, that seems to be fine for me. Yes.
Do we need any discussion here tonight regarding whether we're going to give it back to the state and our timeline for moving forward and what steps we want to take?
You know, I can certainly give my opinion. I don't think we should go back to the state. I think we've done a lot of thinking and consideration. I think we've addressed some major issues. And I would personally, given the time I'm trying to get this thing done, would like to clean up, get the map, get a good narrative in place that captures what we were about, and then put it to the town council through the appropriate process.
For what it's worth.
But that's just my opinion.
That's my opinion as well, not to go back to the state and lose all that time, particularly if their feedback is non-binding, and because we took their first feedback into serious consideration. But I'll let other members chime in on that.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I was also going to ask what the timeline was and how that was going to fit with our meeting schedules and providing it to the council for updates.
Well, I think it's obvious that we'll need to get what she's got folded into the report, digest it, and discuss it. I think we need to do those things before we initiate the formal process. The formal process being that it's treated just like a zoning text amendment, whereas PZC will review and recommend, council has a public hearing and considers and acts. But we do have some internal PZC tasks to complete before we get to the formal stage.
So is it reasonable that we would be able to discuss this in our November meeting, both HPC and P&Z, and submit to council for November?
I think that, in all candidness, I think that's, I don't know if that's a word or not, candid. In all candor, That may be overly optimistic, because if she doesn't deliver for 3 weeks, that's what, the end of the month? And we've got a, it's possible, but it depends on the November meeting date. I've got a major trial the second week of November. We're going to have to, she's not writing the report. She's feeding us what we're going to do to put into the report. So there's some tasks to do. But we can certainly try for that and see how we
can. Yeah, if I could come in, I think we can do it. I'm certainly willing to take the lead, because I kind of took it in the first place, getting what she writes in terms of the architectural narrative and providing the map and getting that into the document. So we should be able to lead to a preliminary discussion, I think, in our November meeting.
I agree that we can discuss it in a preliminary matter in the November meeting.
That would make sense.
Craig, one thing I would like is for you and I to confer before you plug it in to where you think it ought to go, just so that we're both on the same page about that.
Sure, that's fine. We also need to confirm with her, you know, perhaps you should do that, that she's still on the same time frame of getting this to us within 2 weeks.
Yeah, I can follow up with her on that and make sure it's a Word doc form and all that kind of stuff. Logistics.
I have a question. So okay. In option one, it says prepare a clear summary statement and also to prepare an architectural narrative that describes the resources. That's not a report?
No, that's the part that's missing from the report. We've got the report.
Oh,
in,
okay.
In a fairly finished draft, but it needs, the state came back and pointed out some, gave us some feedback, and when we did the legal research, we determined our challenge was to take the historic district, which is not historic because of its architecture per se, and be able to articulate why it meets the statutory elements, which use very fuzzy words like association, feeling, atmosphere. And I'm not sure if you were on the commission at that point, but the commission decided that the services of an expert like Ms. Montgomery and her company would help us make that articulation, which was critical. So what we envision is plugging that into the report, and the report itself is in a fairly final form. We need a good map, and Ms. Montgomery is going to produce that as well.
The description and map that she provides, though, should be able just to be inserted into our report and be fairly complete.
That's true.
She did raise one thing which I thought was interesting, is that when you look at the map that we have in the B1 district, since we're talking about the B1 district for the consumer district, the actual outline of the B1 district does not include, at least on the map that she has, the pier house.
I think that's correct. I'd have to go back and look.
So one of the things that we need to do, I think that we all agree that the pier house should be part of the historic district.
That's for the commission to discuss. I've been under the impression that it was left out intentionally, but I don't have a recommendation one way or another. That's policy. Because if anything changes in that pier, I thought we had discussed this once before. I don't recall specifically. But if there's any changes in that pier house, they're going to have to go through that COA process and match the guidelines.
Right. But again, that's something that we can talk, I think, about in the November. But I just want to make sure that as of right now, the overlay, if we just use the B1 district outline, does not include the pyramids, and that's something that we would probably need to talk about. And also should point out that the contract that we have with her did not require her to visit Curie Beach, but I'm glad that she did. It was very useful, so we got kind of extra bang for the buck that.
John's confirmed that the pier house is in B1, so I think we need to get a handle on whether the pier house is in or out so that she doesn't have to go back and change her map once we make that determination.
I told her that the pier house was going to be part Because my intuition is that even though it was technically inside the B1 map that she had, that we were certainly considering that part of the B1. But if John said it's, you know, part of the B1, then she has the same, but I think that's going to be part of the historic district.
So is the consensus then for the pier house to be within the historic district?
I would agree that the pier house is part of the B1 district. It's sort of central to the business district and
the question,
iconic part of it.
The question precisely is not whether the pier house is in the B1 district. Is the consensus of the Historic Preservation Commission for the pier house to be within the pending historic district?
I would say yes.
I would say yes.
Are you going to follow up with April on anything, Craig, or do I need to include that as well to make sure that she includes
it? Yeah, I think the two things you need to follow up with April is, well, three things. The timeline for the existing 3 weeks, confirmation that the pier house is part of the historic district or before the historic district, and that she can include the idea of diversity of colors and the nature of the colors as part of the new.
Okay, thank you.
And that's all I have, really.
Is there any other old business? Not hearing anything, so moving on to new business, we added a item to change the November meeting date. The current November meeting date is the 4th, which is a conflict with the election. It's an important election this year at that. So the options are to postpone it one day to the Thursday or to discuss alternate dates. For myself personally, even if it was on the 4th, but the 4th or the 5th, I would have to join by phone if that's a factor. Tony, Kathleen, any suggestions?
I'm fine just postponing by one day.
We can't do that because they've got to come in. Oh, we got that part now, don't we? Mm-hmm. Okay, never mind. I was thinking we needed more time for them to clean up the equipment, but they don't. It's marked out to the board.
I am okay with...
Hi, you got it.
I'm okay with moving it to the 5th or moving it to the next week. It's even when it's fine with me.
I believe Mr. Eldridge has a conflict the following week, correct?
That is correct. Thank you, Commissioner. I'm good on the 5th.
Okay.
Craig?
What's in the 5th or a problem with me?
All right. Then, I'll make a motion that the November meeting date be set for 6 p.m. on Thursday, November 5th. Is there a second to that?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Craig?
Aye.
Ken?
Thank you.
I'm aye.
Somebody needs to get Ken to it.
Yeah, Ken's on the phone.
Ken's on the phone. Ken, can you just identify yourself so that we've got that recorded properly?
Yeah. I apologize for coming in the middle of the meeting.
Okay.
But the 5th is, I will not be able to attend.
Can you participate remotely?
I have to participate remotely. That means everyone else has to be here in person.
Well, Ken could also...
Ken could also be remote. We still have a quorum if...
Mm-hmm. We still have a quorum even if he doesn't participate.
Okay. All right. Then that... everybody agreed, so that passed and is set.
Ken, I need a yes or a no.
Ken, I need a clear yes or no on that, sorry. On the motion. Sorry, I cut you off by speaking over the top of you.
No, I'll go with the 5th. I'll have to call in again.
Okay, thank you. I don't have anything else. Is there any other new business from anybody?
No.
No? All right, with that said, time to adjourn the meeting. Thank you.